All right. Good evening, folks, on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sanlacbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link, two different ways of you to tune in for this coverage. This week's Game of the Weeks on a Thursday night at Yale High School, Blue Water Area Conference, league action. The Croswell-Lexington Pioneers at the Yale Bulldogs. JV game still underway as we speak in the fourth period, where it is Croswell-Lexington's boys team leading 48-29 in JV. Our varsity coverage will be coming up right after the conclusion of this game. I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live, going solo today. Going solo today on this Thursday night, on this January 18th, 2024. In case you want to hear the replay of this podcast, a replay later on, which will be posted at the conclusion later tonight. Tomorrow night we'll also be here. Lots of great coverage for these for this game and tomorrow night's game, as both teams doing well in the Blue Water Area Conference League standings. Right now, we'll stick with the boys' game here on a Thursday night. Girls, tomorrow night, Friday, 7 p.m. coverage on 92.5 also as well. Last year, with both these teams, they both had some pretty good success. Croswell, more of the success. Going pretty deep in the playoffs last year, losing to Goodrich. We had covered that game, 39-56. Still shared the league title with Richmond, finishing 13-1 and 22-4 overall last season. While Yale, in just their second year back with Garnett Kohler back at head coach, this is his third year this season as head coach, was away for a bit working at the Marlette School District as high school principal in 2017. Was short-lived, came back here about 3 years ago. Last year he was 7-7 in conference play, 16-8 overall. It's going to take a couple of years to get back into gear, and this is the third year. So far, so good. Although they had a little bit of a setback this past week, it's going to be a pretty competitive Blue Water Area Conference league once again. It's a 1-2-3, I would say, three-way race right now for the league title at this point, but it seems like anybody can beat anybody at this moment. Emily City kind of looking right behind him with two losses in conference play, while Croswell, Lexington, Yale, Almont all have one league loss. We'll dive deep into that standings and to what both these teams have done so far through the season. We're pretty much at just past the midway of the season also, after coming off the holiday break just a couple weeks ago. Some games were canceled on Friday. Some of them were made up on Monday also. Let's hope we don't have any cancellations tomorrow. I know we're supposed to have a winter weather advisory tonight into tomorrow also. I'll cross your fingers on that. We'll continue on with our coverage here, pregame coverage. Croswell Lexington Pioneers at the Yale Bulldogs for high school boys basketball action coming up here on 92.5 WBGV. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Taking a look at what the Croswell Lexington Pioneers, the visiting team, has done throughout the season. Started off the season with two wins over Marysville. This is back in November 28th. The boys team started the season in basketball first before the ladies did this year. Started off the season with a win over Marysville, 69-55. Once again, scheduling that competition that they do. Visited Harbor Beach on the road and took down Harbor Beach. That's a common opponent for both teams here with Yale and Croswell Lexington. Kind of a little bit of a close game there against a very good Harbor Beach team in the Greater Thim East of the Greater Thim Conference. We'll see Harbor Beach next week when they have their second meeting against the Sandusky Wolves next week on a Friday night against the boys basketball team. Also be there for girls, by the way. I'll give you a heads up on our coverage next week. That was a 52-47 win over Harbor Beach for Croswell Lexington. Took a loss against St. Clair. Close one for Croswell Lexington. 41-44 back on December 8th. Got back in the winning track. A league game with a win over Richmond, 50-36. In that game against Richmond for Croswell Lexington, one of the scores, well-balanced score and attack, helped Croslex go 3-1. Cameron Franzel with 12 points. Cameron Saunders added 11. James Krampitz, a returnee here for Croswell Lexington, had 10 points for their win in league play. Second league game against North Branch, another good win there, 47-39. That was a tough, game against North Branch Broncos back in December, mid-December. But that was a loss for Croswell Lexington, taking a league loss, and that is their only league loss so far in the league standings at this point. Then a holiday break came along. He played Mount Morris, got the win there, 68-65, and well, two straight losses for the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers against Port Huron, 54-60, and Lance Cruz, 46-73. Right after that, coming off from the holidays, three straight wins. League win over Emily City, that was a big one, 54-48. The win over Algonac, 59-34, and 60-49 on Monday. The win over Armada for Crosby-Lexington. They are 7-4 at this point. Very big league game here tonight in the first meeting between these two teams at the Yale Bulldogs. They'll meet again on February 15th at Croswell. Of course, you got to get through this game first tonight. In league standings, we had mentioned that 4-1 in league standings is Crosby-Lexington. They are 7-4 overall. Now, they'll have a tough game coming up after this one. Come next week, it'll be a home game against Almont and then Emily City again in Richmond, going to, through the round robin, you can see, of the gauntlet of the BWAC. And then Armada again. And then they'll have a cross-conference on the road, too. They're going all the way to Lakers for a game. And as I said, the rematch against Yale will be on the 15th for Crosby-Lexington, finishing out against Algonac and Almont. Those are on the road games for the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers. 7-4 overall. Again, those four losses, one league loss to North Branch, and the rest pretty much non-league games there. Some tough competition for Crosby-Lexington, well known to do it under their head coach, Lance Campbell. When we come back, we'll talk about the Yale Bulldogs and what they've done throughout the season also. Got a good amount of games under their belts already. They are 9-2 overall. When we come back, we'll take a look at their schedule and, of course, some of the top players. Some of the top players here for scoring-wise with the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers, you got Nolan Cramble. Of course, we talk about Krampus and Gavin Espinosa. I'm curious if he's going to be playing tonight also. And right now, I do not see him. Yep, he will be starting tonight. So I know he's been dealing with some injuries on and off, but he appears to be okay. Also, some key scores here for the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers, Cody McTevier. And we talked about Cameron Franzel, also able to dump some buckets along with Cameron Saunders. When we come back, we got the Yale Bulldogs to talk about here on WPGV 92.5. We'll talk about also the other games going on tonight and tomorrow. Plenty of games going on in this Thursday with high school girls basketball and as well as boys teams underway on this Thursday nights. It's Crosby-Lexington Pioneers at the Yale Bulldogs. We'll be back. We'll talk on the Yale Bulldogs about a minute and 20 left here in the JV game. It is Crosby-Lexington JV boys leading 58-40. At this point. We'll be right back here on 92.5. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The Yale Bulldogs 9-2 overall. Just two losses. In fact, they started off the season pretty well. 3, 4, 5, 6 straight wins before the first loss to Utica Ford. 51-52. That was a close loss there for the Yale Bulldogs. Then three straight wins to bounce back from that. Over Port Huron, 66-53. The league win over North Branch, 48-40. Very big league win on the start of January, 66-53. Now, the game against Algonac was canceled and postponed because of the winter weather, cold, icy, windy. They come back, and they lose to Almont. That's the only league loss for the Yale Bulldogs, 58-62. And that was a, they could have, had they won that game, they would have stayed in the lead in first place for the league standings in the BWAC. Garnett Kohler, third year back as head coach, was away for a bit, as I said, worked at Marlette, came back, had a good run when he was the Yale Bulldogs in his first stint for 7 years, the Yale High School boys basketball coach. Great consistency, always finding a way, no matter what he has in the lineup, the team always plays very unselfish. And it seems like that's how they come together, team unity, and that's the mindsets. Of course, it's defense for the Yale Bulldogs. Never really going over 80, 70-plus points unless they have to. And they had that big 72-point win over Richmond, 72-34, back on December 15th. So the wins over Millington, that's a big win there to start off the season, 64-59. Millington, one of the top teams in the thumb. Over Marysville, 64-54, a common opponent with Crosby-Lexington and Yale Bulldogs. And then they took on Sandusky, 64-51. Sandusky gave them a little trouble, and Sandusky's starting to come along. Win over Marine City, for Yale, 61-40. The league win over Richmond, 72-34. Another common opponent for Yale in Croswell was the win over Harbor Beach. That was a home game, 71-53. And then the loss to Utica Ford, one-point loss. They got the league win over North France, 48-40. North France played them tough. North France beat Croswell Lexington for their only lone league loss. And then, of course, the loss against Elmont this past Tuesday by the Elmont Raiders, who are in third place in league standings at 3-1, 8-3 overall in league standings. Yale 9-2, 3-1 in league standings. There is a three-way tie right now with Croswell Lexington with four wins. But three-way tie for first place in the Blue White Area Conference standings. So whoever loses tonight is falling to second place with Emily City, if Emily City holds out tonight. That league a loss against Elmont for the Yale Bulldogs. Four players scoring in double figures for Elmont. Connor Jakubiak had a game-high 19 points to lead the Yale Bulldogs. Jackson Kohler, the son of Garnett Kohler, had 14 points. Ryan Marnark had 12 also. Jackson Kohler, in my calculations of 6, 7, 8, 9 games, has 131 points through the season in 9 games. Connor Jakubiak, 119 points. And also, we have Ryan Marnark, about 84 points in about 3, 4, 5 different games. Throw in Mr. Fisher for Ryan Fisher for the Yale Bulldogs. Also, Andrew Hubbard can throw some shots down. They got a couple young players on this team. Jackson Kohler, the sophomore. Andrew Hubbard, the sophomore. Some seniors on this team also. Senior laden, but have a good mix of juniors, some sophomores. Of course, the top player for the sophomores, Jackson Kohler for the Yale Bulldogs. After this league game against Croswell Lexington, they will have Armada next week in Richmond. So some tough league games there for Yale. And as I said, for Croswell Lexington, they'll have Elmont, who defeated Yale on Tuesday. And then Emily City coming your way into the season in February. For the win over the Emily City Spartans and for the Yale Bulldogs, Ryan Marnock had a 23 points for Yale. Jackson Kohler with 19 points. In fact, Jackson Kohler has only scored under 10 points twice in the 9 games I had found, against North Branch and Marine City. Every other game he has had over 10 plus points. So far, one of his game highs came up with 21 points against Port Huron High earlier in the season for the Yale Bulldogs. Big game here tonight, Croswell Lexington at the Yale Bulldogs. 9-2 is Yale, 3-1 in league play. Croswell Lexington 4-1, 7-4 overall for Croswell Lexington. Last year's co-BWAC champs. Yale looking to take a piece of that, but they got to get through this game after their loss against Elmont. They want to fall behind the eight ball, you could say. We'll be right back with more of the pregame. Talk about some of the games going on in the area on this Thursday night. And maybe we'll get a talk with the one and only, the Sportsline host, Mike Gallagher of the San Lake County News. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, thank you to all our sponsors. Live here at Yale High School, Croswell Lexington Pioneers at the Yale Bulldogs. Battle for, you can say, the first place league standings. With me is Mike Gallagher, the film Sportsline host. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm excited, Eddie. This is a great crowd, great atmosphere, and it's revving up to be a good game.
I had no idea you were going to be here, actually.
Really?
I don't think we talked about it. We were just trying to figure it out, feel it out, right?
Well, there is another big game tonight, Marlette Harbor Beach Girls.
Yes.
But Scotty Bowlesby's got that one covered. He'll be on 92-1 covering that game.
Oh, nice.
So that one has league, well, I can't say league title implications yet, but that'll be, you know, with a win, Marlette, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky all be tied for first. But I had to come over to Yale to see this one.
You got
to
see this one.
Yeah, you know. They keep talking about Barry and Croswell. Well, this is going to be the opportunity.
You know, and we talked about how Elmont was right there, and they did it this past Tuesday with the win over Yale Bulldogs. You know, North Branch bits Croswell Lexington earlier. They played Harbor Beach. Both these teams have played Harbor Beach. Both these teams have played Marysville also.
Mm-hmm.
Yale has played Millington also this season.
Yeah, Yale's got some very, very nice wins.
So looking at this game tonight, it's kind of like you just throw that coin up, man.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's kind of how the BWAC's been all season. When you look at the standings, everybody's kind of beat everybody. Everybody has a nice win.
And I like it.
I do, too. You know, well, I liked it the past couple years where it was Croslex and then everybody else.
Oh, well.
That was a lot of fun, too. But, no, this is great. The BWAC, this is very competitive. You know, because you look at Croslex loses to North Branch, but then they beat Imlay City and Armada. You know, Yale's beaten everybody, but then they lose to Almont. Richmond has got some nice wins, so a lot of parity in the BWAC this year.
Speaking of Imlay City, they're at Richmond tonight.
Big game. That's a big game.
And for second place there.
Yeah.
Almont at Algonac. Armada at North Branch, another key game there.
Yep.
Tazeville's at Owen Gage is the only boys game. There's a lot of girls games tonight. You talked about Hubbard Beach at Marlette. Very key game there.
Absolutely.
Marlette's a tough team. I hope Hubbard Beach can keep up. You know, everybody's eyeing Hubbard Beach back. Now, next week, we got a big game that we'll be covering next week for girls basketball.
Is that Sandusky-Hubbard Beach rematch? Okay.
Both boys and girls next week. So we're looking at one.
You know, Sandusky, they are playing Memphis tonight. They have their senior night, but I'm sure Al's going to be keeping his eye on, you know, what's happening over in Marlette tonight because, you know, it'd be nice to get some help. Sandusky still controls their own destiny, but, you know, Marlette, a win, and you're right in the conversation for the East title.
So Memphis at Sandusky, as you said, Brown City at KPAC. A loss by Brown City against Marlette was a big one for Marlette to stay in the race.
You know what? The other night they played Sandusky. They were up 18-8 at the half, and they just couldn't get it done. So we've been saying it all year. This is a good Brown City team, and they'll be able to handle KPAC tonight.
And tonight is Marlette's chance to get right back into it if they can win tonight over Harbor Beach.
Yep.
I'm sure Sandusky would like to help.
Yes.
So,
They.
Bad X at Carroll Key game. That is going on Thumb Tailgater Sports. Is it all?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Is it girls or boys tonight? I can't. I think it's girls tonight.
You know, there was a lot of confusion about that one, so I won't say. I'm not exactly sure.
Lakers at Cass City tonight. Reset USA. Dryden at Peck. North Huron at Kingston's. Hello. Caseville at Owen Gage. Kingston, the best team in girls basketball. Byron.
So they basically clinched the stars already. I mean.
We talked about Almont beating Yale. Richmond beat Almont early in the season also.
Right.
So 46-43 in that standings. Back to this game here. So, anybody's race. Imlay City right there looking for some out along with North Branch and Richmond, all tied for second place with two losses.
Yeah, those standings are just wild. Yeah. But, right now Croslex at 4-1, Yale 3-1, Almont 3-1. So this is a big one.
What can you tell me about Gavin Espinosa? I know he's playing tonight.
He's playing tonight.
He's sticking his lumps, right?
He's been battling some injuries this year. I believe he was out for the Algonac game, but he was back the other night against Armada, and, you know, that's going to be huge. He's been the guy this year when it comes to scoring for Croslex. You know they're going to come out and they're going to play great defense, but you need somebody to get you some buckets, and that's going to be him tonight.
What's the key? Yeah, he's a key.
It's got to be, yeah.
And, of course, the other key is the young sophomore here, Jackson Kohler. He scored in every game. Has not been under 5 points at all in any game there.
He
scored at least over an average of 10.
Yeah.
There's two games they only scored 9 against Marine City and North Branch. They obviously did their homework on this young kid here.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, he was on the team last year, too.
This is a very unselfish Yale Bulldogs team. This is a third year back for him to get the system going again. I think he's got it back this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talked about it earlier this week. Even when, you know, Kohler first started back out at Yale and Croslex was doing their thing in the BWAC.
Don't forget, he was at Peck also winning district titles.
How could I forget?
He was your coach.
He was my gym teacher. Even the past couple years, if Yale didn't necessarily have the talent to keep up with Croslex, they were always in the game. They always had a great game plan. And, you know, last year Yale almost knocked off Croslex in this gym.
Yeah.
So I know, you know, they've been looking for this game for a while now. They've positioned themselves right at the top of the standings. And
they're looking for revenge from last year. They were bounced out of the playoffs in the districts by Croslexington. You know, Croslexington went all the way to the regional championship game and lost to Goodrich, a good team. By the way, prayers out to Goodrich out there. I know some terrible things happened out there. But they lost their assistant coach to a heart attack, unfortunately. But watching that Goodrich team, a great coach, great guy, very sportsmanship there. But he was scared of that Croswell team, but they handled Croswell last year in that regional championship game. Mm-hmm. Croswell falling 39-56 in that game. All right, we're going to get ready here for action in just a bit here. I think you're going to get ready for pictures.
I'll get ready.
You're
going to
want pictures of this intro here.
It looks pretty cool, I doubt they'll be giving any Croslex love with the intros. But
all right, so real quick, What's your pick? Or you just can't figure this one out?
Give me the Pioneers.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's an easy decision, man.
I want to do it, but I can't go against family.
Really?
Garnett Cole's because, man. Come on.
You know, that shirt says Sanilac Broadcasting on it, right,
and
Eddie?
It's gray, too, tonight.
Yeah.
So it's a little dark gray here.
We gotta pull for the Sanilac County teams, Eddie, even if you don't feel it in your heart.
They're right on the cusp of Sanilac County.
Yeah.
They're right there, so.
Yeah.
All right, that's
fine. No, it'll be a great game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm expecting it to be a battle, and you can never count out Croslex.
We'll be right back. Game time, come your way here at Yale High School, the Cros Lexington Pioneers at the Yale Bulldogs. We'll be back here tomorrow also. Another couple of good teams
another
in the
BWAC. Game. Yeah.
Croswell yep. and Yale girls teams tomorrow night.
Yep.
So we'll be right back here at 92.5. Mike, have a great coverage.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
See you Monday also.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You will.
How about
You'll
that?
Be back here
yeah.
tomorrow. Okay. All right, we'll be right back here for high school coverage. Boys basketball game on a Thursday night, Croswell Lexington at Yale, and we'll be back here tomorrow also. But let's get the boys game done, and should be a good one here on a Thursday night. We'll be right back. Things are going to heat up, maybe cold outside, but it's going to get hot in here on 92.5 and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here. We'll be getting ready here for the festivities. National anthem.
Civilian gentlemen, please remove your hats. All veterans, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute, and everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart as we proudly play our national anthem.
All right, are they going to be doing the starting lineup here? We already have those, so we'll repeat as they go through it. Number one, Cameron Saunders, a sophomore for the Cros Lexington Pioneers, starting for the Nolan Campbell, the junior, number three for Croswell Lexington. Number 12, Gavin Espinosa, the senior.
Senior number 20,
senior number 20, Cody Mativier for Croswell Lexington. And a freshman starting on the floor here, number 21, Max Knoll for the Yale Bulldogs. That's the Allen Parsons Project group there with the theme music. That's what the Chicago Bulls use. And the Bulldogs themselves will be using it.
Sophomore, number zero, Jackson Kohler,
number zero, the sophomore for Yale Bulldogs starting tonight.
Senior, number three,
senior Ryan Monarch, number three for the Yale Bulldogs. Sophomore Andrew Hubbard, number four for Yale Bulldogs.
Number
senior Blake Barr, number 15 for the Yale Bulldogs. And number 22, the senior for the Yale Bulldogs, Connor Jakubiak. We'll be right back for tip-off on WBGV 92.5. Crosby Lexington at the Yale Bulldogs. Yale Bulldogs win the jump ball. They go from left to right with a shot from the top of the key for three. Jackson Kohler for three to start things off. It's 3-0. The Yale Bulldogs, 7:33 to go here in the first period. Crosby Lexington wearing their bright, dark blue uniforms and laying it up is number 20 for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers, Cody Mativier, to get within one. It's 3-2. Yale with the lead. Losing the ball underneath the basket. Turnover by the Yale Bulldogs. 7:16 to go. 3-2 right off the bat. Scoring has started here between these two teams. Yale Bulldogs in their dark lettering, numbered white jerseys also. The dark blue stripes on the side of the jerseys. The bright royal blue for the reverse layup by number 20, Cody Mativier, to take the lead for Crosby Lexington. 4-3 at the 6:57 mark. 4-3, Crosby Lexington leading. Yale Bulldogs with possession. Loses the ball. Number 21 picking it up. That is Max Null for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers for three. Left wing. Good by Gavin Espinosa. It is 7-3. Crosby Lexington. Espinosa with the three with a 6:40 mark here in the first. Jackson Kohler with the dribble at the top of the point. Still dribbling over to the left side. Espinosa on defense against him. Jackson Kohler moves to the right wing, goes to the high post into the paint. Tip fadeaway jump for two, and he swishes that one. Jackson Kohler for two. It is 7-5. 2-point shot for Kohler at the 6:15 mark in the first. Still 7-5 lead here for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers, but possession. Underhand handoff to Saunders, the number three, Nolan Campbell. Takes it a short left corner shot for two. Left side, number 21. Max Knoll to extend the lead 9-5 for Crosby Lexington at the 5:50 mark. Jackson Kohler with the ball, moves into the right side of the basket, up for two, and he drains it. 9-7, left right side of the glass for Jackson Kohler. 5:40 to go here in the first. Number zero, Kohler for Yale, getting those two to get within two of Crosby Lexington, leading 9-7. At the high post, Espinosa dishes it off to number three, Nolan Campbell, to the left side, up for two, down the right lane, the layup for number three, Nolan Campbell. 11-7, Crosby Lexington extending their lead, 5:17 to go here. So far, each team has been able to answer. Jackson Kohler from the right elbow for swish from the right elbow. 11-9, it's a Jackson Kohler clinic right now for the Yale Bulldogs. 5 minutes to go here, 11-9, Crosby Lexington leading by two. To the left corner, up top, to number three, Knoll. And turnover, the pass goes out of bounds, and it'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. Get a chance here to try to tie it up or take the lead. They had the lead briefly earlier in the game. 4:49 to go, 11-9, Jackson Kohler come down with the dribble. Pass over to the left corner. Pulls back out with a pass for number four. That was Andrew Hubbard. Whistle was called. It'll be a foul on Crosby Lexington. It's 11-9. That foul on number 12. That'll be Gavin Espinosa of Crosby getting the foul. Remember, if there's a 5 fouls in a quarter, you get an automatic. 2 free throws. Kohler gets the inbounds pass in the backside. 4.5 to go here. It is 11-9. Crosby Lexington with the lead. Yale Bulldogs with possession. Andrew Hubbard to pass over to Kohler for three. Right wing. And they take back the lead. 12-11. Kohler with the 3-point shot at the 4:15 mark. Crosby Lexington trying to answer back. Pass off to the left corner. Swings it over to number one, Cameron Saunders. Shot for three. Hits the rim. No good. He gets back his own rebound for two, and he sinks it. Number 21, Max Knoll, to take back the lead, 13-12. 3:51 to go. Bulldogs with the ball to Kohler. To number three. He'll go for three. He gets the three. Number three, Ryan Monarch, like a butterfly. A timeout will be called. It is 15-13. Yale with the lead. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Yale leads 15-13 in the first quarter. Timeout called by Croswell. It's 15-13. Yale with the lead after the three-point shot by Ryan Monarch. They lead 15-13. Yale Bulldogs with the lead. Croswell Lexington after the timeout. Inbounds pass. To bring it down the floor. Over to the left side. To Noel. Over to number two in the game here. James Krampitz. Espinosa with it now. Got away with a foul there. It was Yale Bulldogs, but I'll let him play here. Max Noel. And a stolen away by number 24, Aiden Coralden. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. They lead 15-13. Going up for a shot blocked and stolen away here by the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Whistle was called. It'll be a foul. Looks like it was knocked out of bounds by the Yale Bulldogs, so they'll throw that whistle off on the foul. Inbounds pass, Croswell Lexington on their side of the floor. 15-13, Yale Bulldogs lead with under three to go here. Espinosa with a dribble at the left wing. Pass over to number 20, Cody Mativier, the junior, to Gavin Espinosa. Pass inside to the paint, wide open up for the two, it rolls in. Cody Mativier, and it's tied up 15-15. 2:40 to go here. Yale Bulldogs, Jackson Kohler with it. Whistle was called in the paint. Head coach Campbell kind of speaking to the officials in the a higher level voice, you could say. Coming out is number 20, Cody Mativier. Coming in, number 11, Cameron Franzo, who can shoot also on the floor. From the baseline, right side of the glass. Throwing it in, Monarch into the backcourt. For number four with the dribble. Andrew Hubbard lays it up for two, but blocked. He'll be fouled at the right side of the glass. The official's already tired of Campbell's antics on the sideline. 2:27 to go, 15-15, all tied up. But going for a shooting foul will be number four. Nolan Ranowski, the senior. First free throw is taken here. First one, no good.
Returning back for the Bulldog, number 22, Jacobia. Shooting one and in line for the Bulldog, number four.
Second free throw attempt here for number four. That's just for the Yale Bulldogs. For the second free throw, no good. Andrew Hubbard. So both free throws are misses for the Yale Bulldogs. That'll be number four, Andrew Hubbard. It'll be Croswell Lexington ball after some substitutions here. Number 33 coming in, Reese Knoll. For number one, Cameron Saunders will come out. Inbounds pass from the backcourt. Coming down with it, number three, Nolan Campbell. 2:18 to go here in the first. 15-15 all tied up. Croswell Lexington looking to try to take back the lead. Espinosa with it. Double team at the right corner. He'll get caught for the travel, but stepped on the baseline also. Out of bounds, and it will be Yale Bulldogs ball. They missed the last two free throws. That was Andrew Hubbard. Inbounds pass. Jackson Kohler coming down with it. Across the timeline here. No full court pressure. Swings it over to Hubbard. Back up top to number 22 in the game. Connor Kubiak, he's been quiet. Three-point shot miss by Brett Barris. And it'll be Croswell Lexington getting the rebound. 1:48 to go here. Long shot, NBA range for three by Espinosa. Number 33 trying to get the rebound, and he does for Croswell Lexington. That was Reese Knoll. Hands it over to Cameron Franzo to Espinosa at the right wing in three-point range. And he'll start dribbling now. Being up against Hubbard defensively. Pass over to the left side to Nolan Campbell. Back to Espinosa for number 11, Cameron Franzo. Espinosa with the dribble at the top of the point. 1:20 to go here, 15-15, all tied up in the first period. Hands the ball off to Cameron Franzo. Franzo hands it off to Espinosa. Kind of play around, passing the ball around. The fadeaway shot for two inside the right wing. No good. Rebound, Jackson Kohler for the Yale Bulldogs. 15-15, 1 minute left here in the first. Loses his footing. Foul called after trying to go down the left lane. Be a foul on number three for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. It looks like, no, we'll see. Yep. Foul for Nolan Campbell. It's a non-shooting foul. Still Yale Bulldogs ball to throw it in from the baseline left side of the glass. I do believe there's a warning here to the sideline coaches of the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. And they get the inbounds pass. Yale Bulldogs with it. Number two over to Brett Barris. Over to Jackson Kohler. He'll move to the left side. In the left wing, three-point range to number 22. Connor Jakubiak loses the ball momentarily, but picked up and saved by Clayton Harmon. Over to the left corner. Cross-court pass to the high post to Clayton Harmon. Back to Jackson Kohler, left wing for Yale Bulldogs. 30 seconds to go here, 15-15, all tied up. Yale Bulldogs with possession, down to 23 seconds. Jackson Kohler still with the dribble, being defended by number one, Cameron Saunders. Down to 15 seconds, looking for a last second shot. Man-to-man defense applied by the Pioneers against the Yale Bulldogs. Down to 10 seconds, bounce pass over number 41, Ryan Fisher. Jackson Kohler takes a shot, high post for two, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Croswell Lexington, last second shot, up and no good. 15-15, all tied up at the end of the first period. It's all tied up, 15-15 between Croswell Lexington and Yale. We'll be right back. Start of the second period, 15-15, all tied up. Opening up possession in the second period, it would be the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. 15-15, the start of the second. Cameron Saunders, a pass over to Espinosa. Look away pass to Cameron Franzo to number 33, Reese Noe. Loses the ball, stolen away from behind by number three, Andrew Hubbard for the Yale Bulldogs. Actually, that was Ryan Marnark. Long shot for three by Marnark. No good. Put back attempt by Yale Bulldogs, number 41, Ryan Fisher, 7:34 to go. Whistle was called. And this will be an inbounds pass from the baseline. Left side of the glass. Number three, Ryan Marnark, to throw it in. He's got to get it in time, and he does with about a second left. Number 24 in the game, Aiden Corldon. Over to Marnark. Marnark for two, left side of the glass to take the lead for Yale. 17-15, 7:24 to go here. Marnark with a shot for Yale to take the lead in the second period. 17-15, Croswell Lexington with possession. Cameron Saunders, a sophomore, pass over to the right side, Reese Noe. Three-point shot, good by number 11 from the right corner, Cameron Franzo, 18-17. Franzo with the big three for Croswell with 7 minutes to go here in the second first half. Croswell takes back the lead by one. Jackson Kohler down the left lane, off balance, misses the shot. Ball last touches, number 24, Aiden Corldon. Goes out of bounds, will be Croswell Lexington ball. Coming out is number 41, Ryan Fisher. In is number 22, Connor Jakubiak back in. Croswell Lexington, Gavin Espinosa with the dribble. He'll go to the right side, to the left side. Left wing, hands it off to number two, James Krampitz. To number 11, Cameron Franzo, who got the last shot for three. Espinosa, NBA range for three. He swishes that one. 21-17, Espinosa. 6.5 to go here in the second period. 21-17, 4-point lead, 2-possession lead. Yale Bulldogs in the middle of the paint. He is fouled. That's number three. Ryan Marnark is fouled. That's a foul by number 21 for Croswell Lexington. Max Noel, the freshman, going to the free throw line. They missed the first two free throws. Is the Yale Bulldogs. And that one is good. Number 3, Ryan Marnark. 21-18. Yale with the free throw at the 6:21 mark. Second free throw, good. Both free throws by Ryan Marnark, good. 21-19. 6:21 and counting. Gavin Espinosa with the dribble. Back down the floor for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. Pass over to Gavin Espinosa. Back from number 21, Max Noll. Espinosa to the right side of the glass will hold up. He's trapped, throws it under, and saved by Croswell. Yale had an opportunity to steal it away after nicking that ball away. Espinosa still with the dribble at the right corner. Pass it into the paint. Intended for number 2, James Krampitz with the steal. Jackson Kohler taking it right back is Croswell Lexington. Stealing it right back. Number 2 up for 2. Shot is called. Foul will be on the Crosby Lexington Pioneers as Yale planted their feet. Offensive foul on Crosby Lexington, 21-19. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. Inbounds pass, number 15 in the game. Blake Barr for Yale Bulldogs. Jackson Kohler with the dribble. 5:35 to go here in the first half, second period. 21-19 is your score. Marnark over to Kohler. To Hubbard, back over to Kohler to the left side. 3-point range in the left wing. He'll go down the left lane, up for 2. No good by number 22, Connor Jakubiak. Loose ball picked up by Crosby Lexington, but a whistle was called. It'll be a foul on the Yale Bulldogs. Team's first foul of this second period. Remember, 5 fouls in each quarter automatically go for 2 points on the free throw line, or unless it's a shooting foul. Cameron Saunders, a sophomore with a dribble for Crosby Lexington, pitching in the middle of the paint, going for 2. No, he's bumped. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Yale. It'll be Crosby Lexington ball underneath their own basket, baseline, right side of the glass. Number 25 to throw it in, Shane Slanik. Slanik gets it into number 11, Cameron Franzo. With 5 minutes to go here. Head fake for 3 by Max Noll. He passes it over to Cameron Franzo in the right corner. Ball nipped away, knocked out of bounds by number 15 on defense, Blake Barr. Coming in as number 12 for Crosby Lexington. Gavin Espinosa back in. Cameron Saunders comes out. Number 33, Reese Noll on the floor for Crosby Lexington. Number 4:54 to go here. It's 21-19. Crosby Lexington with the lead. Inbounds pass for Crosby Lexington from the baseline. Jumper, turnaround, hook shot for 2. Espinosa, 23-19. 4:46 to go. Yale Bulldogs quickly to their side of the floor. Up for 2. Ryan Marnark underneath the basket. Hits the rim and taken away on defense. Rebound by Crosby Lexington with 4:35 to go. They lead 23-19 and has possession. 4-point lead for the Pioneers against the Bulldogs. Espinosa, left side, hands it up to number 25, Shane Slanik. The number 21, Max Noll. To 33, Reese Noll. To Espinosa, right wing. Drives to the basket, goes up for shot for 2. High arc, loose ball picked up and saved by the Yale Bulldogs. And he finds Ryan Marnark over to number 22, Connor Jakubiak. Goes around traffic, tries to lay it up for 2, does not roll in, goes off the rim. Rebound, Crosby Lexington, 23-19, 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Second period, Crosby Lexington leading Yale, 23-19. Max Noll with the ball over to the right corner to Espinosa. He loses it. It was knocked out of bounds, actually, by Yale from behind. Coming in, number 41, Ryan Fisher, and number 24, Aiden Corldon. Taking a seat is Connor Jakubiak. Inbounds pass, Croswell to the high post, number 20. He is double teaming the paint, almost loses the ball, saves it. Pivots around and finds number 21 in the middle of the paint for 2. Max Noll, 23-25-19. Timeout call, 3:35 to go. Crosby Lexington leading 25-19 against Yale. We'll be right back. Back inbounds pass for Yale Bulldogs after calling the timeout. 25-19, Crosby Lexington leading with 3:20 to go here in the first half. Yale Bulldogs with possession. Number 24, bounce pass. Adam Corralden over to number 3. Ryan Marnark back to Corralden for 3. Left corner, and it does not drop. Rebound picked up by number 33, Reese Snow for Crosby Lexington. They lead by 6, 25-19. 3 minutes to go here in the first half, second period. Espinosa pass over to Noe. Over to number 25, Shane Slanik. Back to Reese Noe and to number 20, Cody Mativier. Looking underneath the basket. Loose ball picked up. And it'll be Reese Noe throwing the ball against Aiden Corralden to force it to go out of bounds and save and keep possession for Crosby Lexington underneath their own basket. Right side of the glass from the baseline to throw it in. Crosby Lexington, 25-19, inbounds pass. Pioneers lead with possession. 2:40 to go here. Loose ball in the middle of the paint. Pass intended for Reese Noe. Stolen away by Yale Bulldogs. Over to the left side. Left side of the glass for 2, and it does not drop for Jakubiak. Rebound, Reese Noe for Crosby Lexington. 2.5 to go in the first half. 25-19, Crosby Lexington leading Yale. Gavin Espinosa driving down through the middle of the paint. Nobody there. And he makes it for 2 to 27-19. Found an opening and took it. 2:15 to go here. Shot does not roll in for number 4. Hubbard, still Yale Bulldogs ball. They get the offensive rebound. Jakubiak for 3. Right wing misses that one completely. Saved from going out of bounds, but goes into the hands of Crosby Lexington. For the Pioneers, possession under 2 minutes to go here. Left side open for 2, and it drops. Number 25, Shane Slanik with the assist from Gavin Espinosa. It's 29-19, 10-point lead, largest lead of the game. 1:53 to go here. We'll be right back. Timeout called by Yale. All right, coming out of the timeout. Second timeout for by Yale Bulldogs called with 1:53 to go. 29-19, the last shot by Shane Slanik. The assist from Espinosa to make it a 10-point lead here for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers with 1:53 to go here in the first half, second period. Yale Bulldogs ball, Jackson Kohler coming down with a dribble for number 24, Aiden Corralden. Jackson Kohler, number 0, goes at a point. Finds Connor Jakubiak. He darts his way in from the left side to the right side for the layup for 2. And they end that drought from the 7:24 mark there. 1:30 to go here. 29-21. Crosby Lexington leading by 8. And a shot for 3. Swishes that one by number 21, Max Noll. 32-21. 1:15 to go. Crosby Lexington with the lead. Yale Bulldogs with possession. Connor Jakubiak driving to the basket for a layup for 2. He'll draw the foul. 1:04 to go. They're 50% on free throw shooting. 2 of 4. Crosby has yet to take a free throw. Number 22. With the free throw, no good. Connor Jakubiak missing that one. Coming in as number 11, Clayton Harmon for number 3, Ryan Marnark. .621 mark before that last 2 points. Second free throw, no good. Whistle is called. And I believe it'll go back to Jakubiak because of the lane violation. So 32-21 is your score. Crosby Lexington leading. Third free throw attempt here, and this will go up, and that one's good. 32-22, 1 minute to go here in the first half. 10-point lead for the Pioneers. They have possession for 3. Slanik hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Crosby Lexington to Espinosa. After the rebound, he'll go for the glass and draws the foul from the left side. Had the pass from Cody Mativier. Espinosa drives the basket left side of the glass, and this is the first free throws here for Crosby Lexington in the first half alone. 49 seconds to go in the second period. 32-22. A foul number 4. First free throw is good by Espinosa. That foul was on number 4, Andrew Hubbard, his first. Second foul in Yale, 3 on Crosby Lexington. Second free throw is good by Espinosa. 33-22 and 34-22. Largest lead of the game by 12. Yale Bulldogs ball, Jackson Kohler, middle of the paint. Lays it up off balance, and somehow it goes in, and he draws a foul, going for a three-point play. 34-24, 38.5 seconds to go. Kohler with the athletic shot, draws a foul, and try to convert the three-point play. 38.5 seconds to go here. Coming out is number two, James Krampitz. He got called for that second foul of the game. Number one comes in, Cameron Saunders for him. Trying to convert to three-point play. Kohler, and that one's good. 34-25. Coming down to 30 seconds left to go here. Croswell Lexington with 24 seconds. Saunders a pass over to the left side, going around the perimeter to Espinosa. And then number 20, Cody Mativier, back to Espinosa with 15 seconds to go here for the Pioneers. 34-25 to the high post. Looking for a shot into the paint, misses it. Loose ball, saved by Croswell Lexington. 5 seconds to go here. And a foul is called, and that's what you don't want to do with 3.5 seconds to go here. Foul on number 11 for Yale Bulldogs. That's a non-shooting foul. It'll be the third total. Inbounds pass for Croswell Lexington. Be a timeout called by head coach Lance Campbell. Wants to get a play drawn up with 3.5 seconds to go here in the first half. 34-25 is the lead for Croswell Lexington. Looking to add two more before the end of that first half. We'll be right back. All right. Croswell Lexington. Head coach Lance Campbell calling the timeout. 3.5 seconds. They'll throw it inbounds from the right side of the glass on the baseline underneath their own basket. Coming in to throw it in would be number 25, Shane Slanik. 3.5 seconds to go here in the second period, first half. Inbounds pass for Slanik. He will get it in over to number 12, Espinosa. 2 seconds, long shot for three, hits the glass. Now be the half. But it ends 34-25 at the half. Croswell Lexington leading substantially. The Yale Bulldogs, 34-25 at the half. Yale Bulldogs lead. We'll be right back for the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports. Also, our halftime stat report coming your way here at the half. 34-25, Croswell Lexington leading the Yale Bulldogs in high school boys basketball action on Thursday nights. WBGV, 92.5 FM. Streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM at the half. It is 34-25. The Croswell Lexington Pioneers leading the Yale Bulldogs in high school boys basketball. First meeting between these two teams for the rematch later on in this season. Right now, Yale led earlier in the first period briefly until Croswell Lexington took the lead at the 7:16 mark. 3-2 until Croswell took the lead, 6:57. Yale took back the lead with a three-point shot by Kohler at the 4:50 mark, 12-11. And Croswell Lexington back and forth at the end, 3:51 mark, 13-12. Yale took back the lead, 15-13. Then a tie at the 2:40 mark at the end of the first period. Yale led briefly in the first moments of the second period, 17-15, and Croswell Lexington has had the lead since then. All throughout that second period, they had a 10 and even a 12-point lead at one point, 34-22, with 49 seconds to go. They lead 34-25 at the half. Your leading scorers in the first half, 4-for-8 for free throw shooting, by the way, for the Yale Bulldogs. 2-for-2 for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Only been in the charity stripe twice, and they made both of them. Leading scorers for the Yale Bulldogs, Jackson Kohler, number zero, the sophomore, with 15 points. He's got 2 threes. 7 points for Ryan Marnark, number three. Ryan Marnark with 7 points and 3 points for Connor Jakubiak, number 22, for the Yale Bulldogs. For the Croswell Lexington Pioneers, 12 points for Gavin Espinosa with 2 threes. 9 points for Max Noll. 6 points for Cody Mativier. Cameron Franzo with 3. Nolan Campbell with 2, Shane Slanik also with 2 points for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. They are 2 for 2 for free throw shooting. Second half on the way, the start of the third period. Crosby Lexington leading 34-25. We'll be right back here on 92.5 and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. Inbounds pass here for Crosby Lexington to start off the third period. They are moving from left to right on radio dial and web stream. They lead 34-25 to start off the third period. Right in front of us, the table here, number 20, Cody Mativier, pass off to Cameron Saunders, number 1. To Max Snow, number 21, a pass over to Nolan Campbell, number 3 at the point. Jackson Kohler on defense with him. It's man-to-man defense pretty much here for the Yale Bulldogs. Defensively on the Pioneers, Gaffin Espinosa now with it. It's being challenged by number 4, Andrew Hubbard. Head fake for 3 by number 21. He'll hold up. Max Knoll goes to the paint, hands it off over to the right side, does not take the shot, saves the ball. Espinosa back over to number 20. Cody Mativier for 3, hits the rim, no good from the right wing. Rebound Jackson Kohler for Yale Bulldogs, looking for a fast break, leading up to the basket for 2 and can't knock it in. He is fouled from behind though. He was looking for Andrew Hubbard. Andrew Hubbard got underneath the basket, but he'll draw the foul for the first free throws for Yale Bulldogs in the second half.
This is first, team first.
For Andrew Hubbard, first one is good. First point scored here for the Yale Bulldogs, 34-26. 7:05 to go here in the third. Second free throw is good, 34-27. You need all the points you need right now at this point. Crosby Lexington comes down to their side of the floor quickly. They lead 34-27. 3-possession lead into the paint. Spins around and blocked and stolen away by Jackson Kohler. Shot attempt by Nolan Campbell. Fast break play. He can't get it. Blocked from behind. Put back attempt by Jakubiak, no good. And rebound picked up by number 20, Cody Mativier, and he'll also pick up the foul committed by number 4, Andrew Hubbard. That's his second foul, the team's first foul. 6:40 to go, 34-27. Cameron Saunders with the dribble for Crosby Lexington, coming down to the side of the floor, right side of the court. Yo, public school gym. Very nice gym. Classic battles here when it comes to BWAC play. Even districts. Espinosa for 3. Hits around the rim. Just off to the right side of the top of the point. It goes out of bounds. Good box out by the Yale Bulldogs. And it'll be Bulldogs ball. 34-27. The only point scorer are free throws so far here in the second half of the third period. And that's by the Yale Bulldogs. Jackson Kohler, number 0, coming down with a dribble. 6:10 to go here. And a handoff over to number 15. Back over to Jakubiak. Save from out of bounds, and he'll be battling for the ball. Foul on Yale Bulldogs. Garnett Kohler animated and does not agree with that call. 6:03 to go here. 34-27. Tony Burton from Brown City High School Athletic Director is here. Coach Garnett Kohler at Brown City High School. Garnett Kohler, heck of a player himself back in the day. To the high post, down the left lane, a block from behind, shot attempt by number 3, Nolan Campbell. Blocked by number 22, Connor Jakubiak. Coming in is number 24, Aiden Corldon. Coming out is number 4, Andrew Hubbard for Yale Bulldogs. That blocked by the Yale Bulldogs, Crosby Lexington ball. Espinosa inbounds pass from the baseline, left side of the glass to Saunders. Back to Espinosa down the left lane. Shot for 2. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound. And it'll be Crosby Lexington taking it right back. Yeah, had a chance, but just could not reach for it. And they'll keep possession. Max Noe over to number 3. Driving to the basket. Slices and dices number 3. Nolan Campbell, first point scored here for Croswell at the 5:25 mark. 36-27. Crosby Lexington maintaining this 9-point lead. The first point score there. Laying it up for 2 by number 15. That is Blake Barr. His 4 points of the game, I believe. 36-29. 5 minutes to go here in the third. Croswell-Lexington ball. Nolan Campbell at the point, calling the play out. He made the last 2 points. Espinosa up for two. Putback attempt by Espinosa. He is fouled at the left low block. And it would be Croswell-Lexington ball on the free throws, a shooting foul attempt. Espinosa, first free throws in the second half. They were 2 for 2 in the first half. 36-29, Croswell-Lexington leading, 4:50 to go. First free throw up, and that one is good. 37-29. Free throw by Espinosa. 4:50 to go here in the third. Second free throw attempt by Gavin Espinosa. That one is good also. Adding to his points, totals, back to a 10-point lead. Espinosa with the free throws. Yale Bulldogs, Jackson Kohler for possession. 38-29 is the lead by 11. Trying to look for number 41 and stolen away. He was trying to do a little bit of an alley-oop shot. But stolen by Nolan Campbell, goes for a fast break, can't get the shot. Putback attempt by number 11, no good. That was Cameron Franzo. And apparently, Yale Bulldogs did not last touch it. Possession will go in favor. 3-point shot for three, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound across the Lexington. Coach Campbell and the crowd didn't agree with the call. One of the photographers here almost getting smashed by Connor Jakubiak. He goes for a shot with a quick fast break. But it'll be Croswell-Lexington. Actually, it was a block by Yale Bulldogs from behind, and Croswell-Lexington on their first fast break. They'll have possession. Espinosa slips on the floor. He'll take the shot anyways from the right elbow. No good. Rebound pulled down by Connor Jakubiak, number 22. For the Yale Bulldogs. Jackson Kohler with the ball with 4 minutes to go here. It's 38-29. Croswell-Lexington leading. Kohler, pass over to number three. Ryan Marnark. Knocked away by Espinosa. Saved by Marnark. Hands it back to Kohler. 3:40 to go in the third period. 38-29. Croswell-Lexington leading. Driving to the basket. He loses a handle on the ball. Knocked out of bounds by Croswell-Lexington. Coming out, number one, Cameron Saunders. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Inbounds, and we have a foul on Croswell-Lexington, being number 12, Gavin Espinosa. You can hear in the background somebody yelling. That'll be Coach Campbell not agreeing with that call. Baseline inbounds pass would be number three, Ryan Marnark. Foul called on Croswell-Lexington again. Be number two, James Krampitz. And that'll be the fourth foul. One more foul. We'll have a fifth foul, and Yale will be automatically going to the free throw line here. That's the third foul on James Krampitz. Inbounds pass. He got to get in before the time, and he does to Ryan Marnark for number 41. Ryan Fisher. It'll be a jump ball. All right, and it looks like the ball in favor of the Yale Bulldogs. Inbounds pass, trying to post up. He goes up, and he'll be fouled doing the head fake, and he draws a foul. He'll go to the free throw line. That's five fouls now on Croslex. Third foul for number 21, Max Noll, going to the free throw line, Ryan Marnark. 3:26 mark. First free throw up, and that one is no good by Ryan Marnark. Coming out, number 21, Max Noll, number 25, Shane Slanik coming in for the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. 3:26 to go in the third period. His second free throw attempt is good. 38-29, free throw. And make that 38-30 after that free throw. Up by eight. Krasilekson from the high post. Hits the rim, no good. Put back, Gavin Espinosa in midair, making it 40-30. Back to a 10-point lead. 3:08 to go. Jackson Kohler, number zero, goes to the left side, pulls up into the paint, takes a shot for two. He is fouled from behind. A little bit of a push from behind. That'll be Nolan Campbell. And he'll go to the free throw line. Six fouls now on Krasilek. Automatic free throws from here on out here with 3 minutes to go. First free throw, good. 40-31. Free throw good by Kohler. 40-31. Second free throw attempt for Jackson Kohler after making the first one. Second free throw up, and that one no good. Rebound, Croswell Lexington. 40-31, Croswell Lexington leading. They get to their side of the floor. Cameron Saunders into the paint, up for two, and it does not roll in. Rebound pulled down, loose ball saved by Espinosa, but loose ball again from behind. Jackson Kohler apparently fouling Espinosa from behind. Apparently hit his hand. He's going for the steal attempt. And that's going to be four fouls on Yale. That's the first foul for Jackson Kohler. Inbounds pass from Espinosa from the left sideline for Krasilek Lexington. They lead 40-31, 9-point lead. With the dribble, Slanik over to Espinosa. Travel, taking too many steps. I think he held the ball up a little too bit long and did a couple stutter step there. So turns the ball over, it'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. Inbounds pass from the right sideline. From Fisher into Jackson Kohler for the Yale Bulldogs. 2:28 to go here in the third period. 40-31, 9-point lead for the Pioneers against the Bulldogs. High school boys basketball. Hubbard pass over to Ryan Marnark to the high post, to the paint, up for two, misses it. Hits the rim, rebound picked up by number 11, Cameron Franzo. Throws over to Espinosa with 2 minutes to go here. Back to Espinosa at the top of the point. Still man-to-man defense here by the Yale Bulldogs. Cameron Saunders with the ball at the right wing. To the right corner, Espinosa. Spin move to the right low block. Tries to get a floater for two. He gets back his own rebound to Saunders. Saunders in the right wing will pull up. Throws it over to the left side to Shane Slanik. To the elbow to number 11, Cameron Franzo. And back to Shane Slanik. Loses the ball and saved by Saunders. Saunders with the dribble for Croswell. 1:35 to go here in the third period. 40-31, Pioneers lead, still with possession. Espinosa to the right wing. Over to Saunders around the perimeter. To Slanik, to Reese Noll, to number 11. Cameron Franzo lays it up for two, no good by Saunders. Put back attempt by number 25, Shane Slanik, from the right side of the glass with a put back attempt, and he'll draw the foul. And now that's the fifth foul for Yale at the 1:14 mark. So they'll be going to the free throw line here and out through the rest of this period. First free throw, good and good. 41-31, back to a 10-point lead for Croswell Lexington. That's number 25, Slanik. 1:14 to go here. A couple of substitutions. Connor Jakubiak coming in, and also number 15, Blake Barr. 1:14 to go, 41-31. Second free throw attempt. Whistle was called. So, lane violation, and that'll be no good. 41-31, 1:14 to go here. Yale Bulldogs with possession. Jackson Kohler dribbled to the left side. Staying deep in three-point range at the top of the point. Being defended by Cameron Franzo. Under a minute left in the third period. 41-31, Yale Bulldogs with possession. Three-point shot by Jackson Kohler. Swish, 41-34. 50 seconds to go here in the third period. 41-34, Kohler with a three-point shot. Almost stealing it away. Long shot for two, hits the back of the rim. Rebound picked up by number 24, Aiden Corldon. Jackson Kohler with it. He is fouled with a reach in by number 33, Reese Noll. 32 seconds to go here in the third, and going to the free throw line for 2 points attempted. Jackson Kohler, number zero for the Yale Bulldogs. 41-34. Kohler with the first free throw, good. 41-35.
Put it by here, number 20.
32 seconds to go here. Second free throw attempt, it's 41-35. This one is good also. 41-36. 5-point lead now for Croswell Lexington. Kohler making both free throws. Down to 25 seconds. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, save. Turnaround jumper by Croswell Lexington, ending the drought. Number 20, Cody McTevier, to make it 43-36. 10 seconds to go here before the end of the third period. Play set up, 4 seconds. Kohler for three, left wing. He is fouled at the three-point range with 1.6 seconds to go here. He'll go to the free throw line for three free throws. Espinosa getting called for the foul, his third. He may be coming out here. Number two getting ready, James Krampus to come in. So for three free throw attempts, 1.6 seconds to go. Yale Bulldogs, first free throw up and good. 43. 37. Free throw by Kohler. Second free throw attempt is good. 38. 43. Croswell Lexington leading. The third free throw attempt coming up. Espinosa will come out. Ryan Marnark will come in. In for Connor Jakubiak. 1.6 seconds to go here. Third free throw attempt here for Jackson Kohler. And he will get that one also. 43-39. Big free throws with 1.6 seconds to go here in the third period. Last second shot. Can't get it. Into the third. 43-39 is the lead for Croswell Lexington. We'll be back for the final frame. Croswell Lexington leading Yale of high school boys basketball on a Thursday night, 92.5 WBGV. We'll be right back. All right, Croswell Lexington opening up the fourth with possession, inbounds pass. They lead 43-39. Three straight free throws by Jackson Kohler for Yale to get it close. So we start off our final frame here. 43-39, the lead by Croswell Lexington. Down to four. Up for two. Foul already, just like that. 2-point shot attempt by James Krampus. He'll go to the free throw line.
First
foul for number 22, Connor Jakubiak. First free throw up and good. 3 of 4 for free throw shooting in the third period for Croswell. Second free throw attempt, no good. Rebound, Croswell, Yale Bulldogs. Jackson Kohler with possession. Right lane, up for two, draws a foul. He'll go to the free throw line for two himself now. Trading free throw attempts to open up the scoring.
Number 25, Shane. His first shooting two for the Bulldogs. Number zero, Jackson Kohler.
Second free throw attempt. That one's good. 44-40. Two possession lead here for Croswell Lexington. Second free throw attempt, and that one's good also. And as Jackson Kohler, 44-41. One possession lead now by the free throws by Kohler. Made three straight in the last end of the period. 7:31 to go here in the final frame. Possession for Croswell Lexington. It'll be number two. Handoff to James Krampus and a whistle on the right lane, the right sideline. I think he stepped out of bounds for Croswell Lexington. Kind of a box out there, stepped his foot out of bounds. So it'll be Croswell Lexington turning the ball over. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. 7:13 to go here, 44-41. A chance here for Yale to tie it or to get within one. Jackson Kohler with the dribble. up against number three, Nolan Campbell. 44-41, Croswell-Lexington leading Yale. 7 minutes to go in the game. Kohler with it, drives to the paint, up for two, draws the foul. He'll go to the line for two, shooting foul. That's the second foul as a team for Croswell-Lexington. That's the fourth foul for number 21, Max Knoll. Again, Kohler to the free throw line for the sixth straight time, and he makes that one. He's made all three straight free throws now. 44-42, Kohler. 7 minutes to go in the game, 44-42. Second free throw up. Four straight free throws in the fourth already. 44-43. Down to a one-point game. Kohler with the free throws for the Yale Bulldogs. Croswell-Lexington with possession. Number three with the dribble. Nolan Campbell at the point. To Cameron Saunders to the left corner. To number two, James Krampus. Krampus back out to number 20. Cody Mativier for three. And it bounces in. For the left corner, a lucky bounce in, and for three, 47-43. For Mativier, with 6.5 to go here, trying to get his own shot, up for two. Kohler up for two, no good on the right side of the glass. Rebound saved by Yale Bulldogs, loose ball again, and it'll be Croswell-Lexington, a timeout called, and we'll be right back. It's 47-43, Croswell-Lexington leading. All right, timeout called by Croswell-Lexington. Probably they didn't want to call that timeout, but they didn't want to lose possession. The players were rolling around on the floor, and then Croswell finally maintained possession. They lead 47-43, a three-point shot by Mativier when it got within one here for Yale, 44-43. So the big three-point shot by Croswell-Lexington. Down the right lane into the paint, up for two, he draws the foul. No, it's an offensive foul by number three, Nolan Campbell. Feet were planted, apparently, by the Yale Bulldogs. And that'll be the third foul for Nolan Campbell. As he driving to the basket, Yale Bulldogs defense is already set. Coming in is number three, Reese Knoll. For number three, Nolan Campbell will come out. 6:12 to go in the game. It's 47-43, Croswell-Lexington with the four-point lead. Bounce pass over to number four, Andrew Hubbard at the point. Over to Jackson Kohler. Kohler will hold up at the left wing. Three-point range. Connor Jakubiak. Jakubiak down the left lane. Up for two. Does not drop. It pops out. Rebound picked up by James Krampus, number two for Croswell. He'll hand it off to Espinosa. Three fouls for Croswell-Lexington. Just one as a team in this fourth period. It's 5:40 to go in the game. 47-43. Four-point lead here for Croswell-Lexington. Cameron Saunders with the dribble for Croslax over to Reese Knoll around the perimeter. To number two, James Krampus at the right wing to the top. Down the left lane. Pitches it over to the left. Low block for two. No good. Rebound picked up by Jackson Kohler. He'll draw the foul. And there'll be four fouls on Croswell-Lexington. Reese Knoll gets called for the foul. Coming in is number 41, Ryan Fisher. In for number 24 for Aiden Corldon. Inbounds pass, no pressure from Fisher into Jackson Kohler. 5:15 to go in the game, 47-43. Croswell-Lexington with a four-point lead. Yale Bulldogs with possession, bounce pass, left side, finds an open space in the assist, and bounce pass to number four, Andrew Hubbard, for Yale, 47-45. 5 minutes to go here in the game. 47-45. Croswell-Lexington with possession and a two-point lead with 4:50 to go. Cameron Saunders with the dribble down to the right corner. Whistle was called. Foul on Yale Bulldogs. That will be the second foul as a team for the Yale Bulldogs. Jackson Kohler gets called for the foul, his third. He'll stay in the game. Coming out is Fisher. Coming back in is Aiden Corldon. Baseline inbounds pass from the right side of the glass for Croswell-Lexington into Espinosa in the right corner, three-point range. Connor Jakubiak defended him. Cameron Saunders with the dribble. Passes it over to number two, James Krampus. Hook shot by Krampus. He'll try to get his putback. Loose ball picked up. Up for two, and it drops. Number 20 with a putback. Cody Mativier, 49-45. 4-point lead. Jackson Kohler up for two. Knocked out of bounds by Krause Lexington. He has hit hard down to the floor as he goes up for the shot. 4:20 to go. 4-point lead here for Krause Lexington. Yale Bulldogs ball, however, underneath their own basket. Ryan Marnark to throw it in. Over to Corldon. To Jackson Kohler. Back to Hubbard to Kohler. Kohler. Over to Chakubiak. He's double teamed. Hook shot for two. No good. Krause Lexington with a rebound. With 4:08 to go in the game, they lead 49-45. Espinosa with the dribble and possess it for Krause Lexington. He'll go over to the left side. Pass into the elbow, back to Espinosa. Up to the point, 3:50 to go in the game. Number 25, Shane Slanik in the game. Hands the ball off to Cameron Saunders, number one. A 3:45 to go in the game, 49-45. Krause Lexington leading Yale. Shane Slanik at the left side. Hands it off to Espinosa, who comes up to the left side of the floor himself. Pick set by number 20, Cody Mativier. He'll hold up. Espinosa at the right corner. Pass up top to Cameron Saunders. Saunders for three from the top of the point. Swish! 52-49. Saunders for three with 3:15 to go to extend the lead. Yale Bulldogs with possession. 3:08 to go. 52-45. Up for two. No good. Rebound, Krause Lexington. He was looking for a fast break. And Jackson Kohler is getting up slow. And he'll limp for three. Right corner. Jackson Kohler with an injury. And Coach Garnett Kohler is upset, saying there was an injury in the floor and play should have stopped. 3-point shot for three. Good. 55-45. Injury timeout call. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. A little confusion here. A play was stopped, and then the officials got him back out, and a shot made by Yale, 55-47. That 3-point shot also by Krause Lexington. It looked like to be an injury, but Jackson Kohler appears to be okay. 2-point shot made by Yale, making it 55-47. 2:24 to go, and a timeout is now called by Yale. They're down 55-47. About 2 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the game. Croswell leads. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Timeout was called by the Yale Bulldogs after they made the 2-point shot. That last 3-point shot by Shane Slanik. Thank you to the scoreboard here, the scorer's table for Croswell Lexington. 55-47 is the lead for Croswell Lexington, leading Yale with 2:24 to go. Two timeouts for each team left in the game of the fourth period here. Four fouls for Krause Lexington, two as a team for Yale. Inbounds pass here. They call the whistle and they get it in. And they do just in time with the dribble. Nolan Campbell will hand it off to Espinosa. 2:14 to go in the game. Krause Lexington leading 55-47. Hands the ball off to number two, James Krampus. Playing a little bit of keep away. Cody Mativier loses the ball. Jackson Kohler picks it up for the Yale Bulldogs. Stolen away by Krause Lexington. Loose ball again. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Krause Lexington's Cameron Saunders. It will be Yale Bulldogs ball. Number 24, Aiden Corldon. 1:57 to go in the game. 55-47. Krause Lexington leading by eight. Kohler with the ball. In the dribble at the point. Being defended by Gavin Espinosa Croswell. Swings it over to Hubbard, up for two. He lays it in. 55-49. 1:43 to go. Hubbard with a 2-point shot for Yale. 55-49. 6-point lead. Krause Lexington with possession. Nolan Campbell, pass over to Espinosa to the left side. Foul committed by Jackson Kohler. He's going to have four fouls, I believe. And that'll be the third foul on Yale Bulldogs. With 1:28 to go in the game. So I think we'll have a timeout here. called by the Yale Bulldogs. 1:28 to go, 55-49. Crowds of Lexington leads. We'll be right back here on 92.5. All right, 1:28 to go. It's 55-49. Crowds of Lexington leading the Yale Bulldogs. First meeting between these two teams in a BWAC league battle in the standings. Inbounds pass for Crowsler. They get it in to Espinosa for number 20. Cody Mativier stolen away by the Yale Bulldogs. Ryan Marnark passes over to Hubbard. Back over to the right side to Corbin. He is fouled, and that's the fifth foul. 1:16 to go here, and he'll go to the free throw line. Fifth foul for Croslex. And it's 1:16 to go here in the game. They made all four free throws in the fourth period, all by Kohler. This one will be by number 24, Aiden Corldon. First free throw good by Corldon, 55-50. 1:16 to go here in the final frame. Fourth period, 55-50. Second free throw attempt here by Aiden Corldon. Corldon up for his second free throw good, 55-51. 1:16 to go. Free throws by Corldon. Whistle was called. And I do believe it'll be a foul on the Yale Bulldogs. And that is going to be the second foul for number 3, Ryan Marnark. And that should be the... Okay, only four fouls apparently for... the Yale Bulldogs, they have one to give, but when they give that, that'll send Croslex to the free throw line. Left sideline inbounds pass, loses the ball on the inbounds pass, and taken away by the Yale Bulldogs. They're down by four, 55-51. Jackson Kohler with the dribble with under a minute to go. Still with the dribble, over to Ryan Marnark for three, left wing, swish! 53 seconds to go here. 55-54, Marnark with the three-point shot. Croswell Lexington with possession, a timeout will be called, and that will be the final timeout. 42.5 seconds to go here. That's the last timeout for Croswell Lexington. 55-54, we'll be right back. Croswell Lexington leading by one, they'll have possession. Nail biter here. Three-point shot after two free throws by Aiden Corldon. It was 55-51. The three-point shot and the assist from Jackson Kohler to Ryan Marnark, who sinks and swishes a left-wing three to make it 55-54. Croswell Lexington leading by one. They call their final timeout with 42 seconds to go. Inbounds pass for Croswell. They turned it over on the last inbound. They get in the backcourt down to 40 seconds. 55-54. Get it across the timeline. Trying to trap him. Into the backcourt. It was nicked away by the Yale Bulldogs. Wide open and turned it over. He was looking for the easy layup from Espinosa underneath the basket to number 2. And turned over. James Krampitz didn't see it coming. It's too high above him. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. They're going to have the inbounds pass, maybe the last second of the shot. 23 seconds left in the game. Kohler with it. Goes to the basket for two. Lays it in. 55-56. Yale takes the lead. Down to 11 seconds to go in the game. Croswell down by one. Shut up. Can they get it? He is fouled. But no, it's an offensive foul. Yale Bulldogs will go to the free throw line and a timeout called. 5.8 seconds to go here actually on the clock. 56-55. Yale Bulldogs with a comeback. We'll be right back. Yale Bulldogs come out with possession. 56-55, they'll be fouled quickly with 4.5 seconds to go. That'll send them to the free throw line because 5 plus fouls already on Croswell Lexington. That last shot made by Jackson Kohler for the Yale Bulldogs to take the lead 56-55. What a run here. Two free throws by Aiden Corldon. Ryan Marnock with a three-point shot, and Jackson Kohler after the turnover by Croswell to sink it in for two. 56-55. Tried to extend the lead here. They have not missed a free throw here in the fourth period. First free throw up by Marnock. No good. And I jinxed him. 56-55. All no timeouts for Croswell, by the way. 56-55. Second free throw up. Good. 57-55. Inbounds pass. 4 seconds. 2 seconds. Last second shot for three. Off the mark. And it's the Yale Bulldogs with the win. Yale wins 57-55 with a comeback. With about a minute 16 left in the game, Yale Bulldogs escape and come back to win 57-55 over Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Our post-game report coming up here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Post-game report here. What a thriller. Yale Bulldogs come back with a win. Just incredible. 56-55 or 57-56. What a comeback for the Yale Bulldogs to win this one. 57-55 with the final score, the comeback, the free throws, the big shots. What a comeback for the Yale Bulldogs to pull this one off. Great defense, turnovers by the Croswell Lexington Pioneers didn't help also. With a final score of 57-55, your final score. Well, your leading scores here, let's go through this. First of all, free throw shooting was big for the Yale Bulldogs, 20-27, according to my calculations unofficially. For the Croswell Lexington Pioneers, 3-for-4 in the third period. That made it 5-of-6, and then 1-of-2 in the fourth frame. 6-of-8 for free throw shooting total. 20 free throws made by the Yale Bulldogs, and it was key for Aiden Corldon to make two free throws, a three-point shot by Ryan Marnark, the two-point shot by Kohler. And with that three-point shot by Marnark, he took the lead for the Yale Bulldogs, with Kohler making his two shots also. With the win over Croswell Lexington. Last second shot couldn't be made here by Croswell Lexington also. Your leading scores, unofficially, this is unofficially, Gavin Espinosa with 17 points, 13 points for Cody Mativier, 9 for Max Noll, 6 for Shane Slanik, 4 for Nolan Campbell, 3 for Cameron Saunders, James Krampitz with 1. For Jackson Kohler, I've got 32. I'll have to double check that one. Ryan Marnark with 12 points, 6 points for Andrew Hubbard, Connor Jakubiak with 5, 2 points for Aiden Corldon, 2 points for Blake Barr. Croswell Lexington had this lead. They were leading by as much as 10 points with 2:24 left in the game. Yale just kept fighting back, not giving up. Those free throws by Aiden Corldon, the 3-point shot by Ryan Marnark with 48 seconds to go, and then the 2 points made by Jackson Kohler was what won it for the Yale Bulldogs, and the free throws at the end, 1-of-2 there at the end for Monarch. To get the win, 57-55, what a thriller. I have this on video, can't wait to post that one via the phone also. Going to be back here for another thriller as we stick with the Croswell Lexington Pioneers at the Yale Bulldogs tomorrow night for girls basketball, so tune in for that one. Looking forward to that game as well. So tune in for that. Pre-game starts at about 7 p.m. for that game. Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls basketball team at the Yale Bulldogs girls basketball team here at Yale High School. 7 p.m. here on 92.5 WBGV. Yale Bulldogs win over the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. 57-55, your final score with the comeback win in the waning seconds here at Yale High School. The rematch between these two teams. They'll meet again. We're looking at February 15th at Croswell. And in the standings, Croswell Lexington falls to 4-2 in league standings. 7-5 overall. Yale Bulldogs moves up to first place tie with Almont, depending what they did. They're going to be 4-1 and 10-2 overall. Thank you for tuning in to WBGV 92.5 FM. The Yale Bulldogs with the win. Comeback win over the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. 57-55, your final score. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports on WBGV 92.5 FM.